USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Iowa has lifted restrictions on indoor gatherings and a statewide mask mandate as hospitalizations in the state have been dropping. But many healthcare professionals say it's too soon to start rolling back COVID restrictions. Former acting CDC director Dr. Richard Besser says he understands the desire to get back to normal life, but tells CNBC that the spread of variants of the virus are too concerning to let down our collective guard.
You know, it's a real challenge. Everyone is tired of having their lives curtailed by this pandemic. People want to get back to doing what they enjoy. But it is a critical time here. The numbers going down, you know, it's very exciting to see that. But the experience from the UK, where they had a variant that spread much easier, much more rapidly within the community, says to me that we could be in a similar situation here if we let our guard down.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired. And they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump filed a brief Monday, saying the president was not responsible for the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The filing coming on the eve of the Senate impeachment trial, where Trump is expected to be acquitted. On Monday, Senator John Cornyn called the president's words leading up to the attack reckless, but the Texas Republican said that the constitutional standard for impeachment is not recklessness.
Legal experts have debated not only the constitutionality of trying a former president, but also the wisdom of doing so, and I share concerns on both those fronts. I think this ill-timed impeachment trial sets a dangerous precedent for future former presidents. As politicized as impeachment has become, it could become a reoccurring political exercise that would be toxic for our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Twitter is looking into restructuring how it brings in revenue. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten while it still claims less than 1% of the digital ad market globally. Company leaders may fill in investors on their ideas when it reports fourth quarter numbers on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One Florida city was the target of a hacker who attempted to poison that city's water supply. Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical is used to remove metals in drinking water and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the system. Police say they currently have no leads nor any indication why Oldsmar was targeted. And tonight's scheduled men's basketball game between Miami and North Carolina was postponed about 2 hours before tip-off after a video surfaced of two Tar Heel stars at a party without masks on. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.